Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Michael Yan, who's in Panama City. But when Michael started in Panama 4 years ago, he was at the Darien Gap. That is the 60 miles or so of jungle that interrupt the Pan-American Highway flowing from North America all the way to South America. And the Darien Gap has been in the news these last years because of the overwhelming numbers of people coming from around the world believing that if they traverse the Central American states, Costa Rica, all the way to Mexico, they can cross into America without difficulty. Well, they were right. And the estimate is millions. The number moves around. Millions. Venezuelans, Ecuadorians, Chinese, Afghans, people from Nepal. Millions crossed. However, the Darien Gap remains open, to my knowledge, today. And yet, at the American border, they're reporting in the month of January the lowest number in years, 29,000 seeking sanctuary to cross into America. And they were turned back because the Trump administration has made it a priority. Michael, what is happening at the Darien Gap? There's construction there, too. What kind of construction?
They're building two more bridges down there. We were just down there. Again, as you know, I've spent months in the Darien Gap. You and I have talked many times when I'm down there. I just left about 10 days ago from the Darien. Now, I've been told that there are reports about 48 hours ago that there are migrante that are being held now at San Vicente Camp. Now, I was just at San Vicente Camp the last time on 12 February, and there were no migrante there. And I had a friend that was in the camp yesterday, 24 hours ago, and there were no migrante in there. So any reports, there were apparently reports about 2 days ago that there are migrante in San Vicente Camp. And yesterday, someone who knows that camp very well and is known to me very well, is often in the camp, and I've known this person for several years now. We've spent a lot of time in the jungles together. That person told me there are no return flows of migrants in San Vicente Camp. However, here in Panama City, there is a hotel called Hotel Decapolis. Hotel Decapolis. Now, we've been in that hotel, Masako and I, several times in the last few days, because it's been reported all over the news that many of the migrante, I call them invaders, that are being deported are going to the Hotel Decapolis. We can confirm this. It's true. They are in the Hotel Decapolis, and there's a lot of cops there, Panamanian cops, and they're very professional, but as soon as you show up, they approach us, and they're, you know, heavily armed. They're very professional as they are, but they're like, you know, who are you, and that sort of thing. You know, a Chinese woman apparently escaped about 3 days ago or so, 4 days ago, maybe now. And that was all in the news. And, you know, as if it's a big deal that a Chinese woman escaped when we know that more than 25,000 Chinese came through the Darien Gap in 2023 alone. Let me repeat that. More than 500,000 people came through the Darien Gap in 2023. More than 500,000 just in 2023. And more than 25,000 of those were Chinese. We know that for a fact. We know their names. You know what I'm saying? We know their ages and that sort of thing. So, I mean, we know a lot about what's been going on down there. And so the bottom line is the flow. It's interesting, too, how many people in the last few years, including intelligence people and whatnot, so many of them, as recently as 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now maybe, have said we can't close the Darien Gap, including a person I know who was an intelligence officer down here and knows this place very, very well, been in the Darien Gap many times, and was telling me we cannot close the Darien Gap. And I'm like, you should be fired. I mean, seriously, what it requires to shut the Darien Gap or shut the Mexican, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California border is really simple. It's called testosterone, right? You can shut the border. The Darien Gap is now effectively shut. There are still there is still a trickle going through. For instance, we encountered a couple of Iranians recently, and we encountered some others coming through. But it's down to a trickle, like a dozen a day, not 2,000, 3,000 a day that we've seen. We've seen 5,000 in a day come through there, right? I mean, so, and I was getting this from so many people, including Border Patrol people, some in Texas, not all. Many of the Border Patrol people are like, we can shut this border. Let us off the chain. And I'm like, you're off the chain. Stop loading them on the buses. You know, don't let the buses come pick them up. It's the same here. All these people that came through the Darien Gap, they went right in front of me right here on Highway 1 over this bridge in buses, right? They came in buses up Highway 1. The traffic that you hear is Highway 1. So they came 200 kilometers up to get to this point, you know, in buses and went over multiple bridges. And I have intelligence officers, more than one, saying we can't close the Darien Gap. I'm like, you know, if I were in charge, you would be fired on the spot. It's simple. The Darien Gap is now closed, right? Now, one thing is very important to keep in mind. If we don't get rid of the United Nations, and I know Trump's talking about this now, very good that he's cut USAID. Actually outstanding. And, you know, to get a compliment out of me for Trump is like, you know, pulling teeth out of a crocodile. But that's excellent. And he has clearly the Trump effect mostly closed the Darien Gap, like let's say 98% closed at this point, and mostly closed the Mexican border. Now, next step, we have to get rid of the United Nations, and I mean get rid of them. I mean we need to mop the floor with the United Nations. We got to cut the budget. Obviously, the United States is the main funder. And then start prosecuting people like Amy Pope at IOM up there in New York, who's in charge of much of the invasion operations. She's at the IOM, the International Organization for Migration, the United Nations. You know, and Joseph Heumeier, I know you have on the show pretty often. He's a good man to listen to on this stuff. Joseph knows what he's talking about. That's why I communicate with him pretty often, and we share information back and forth. Joseph is heavily dialed into what's going on here. And Joseph knows you close the United Nations, and that's a huge problem for our enemies. China is using the United Nations in so many ways. For instance, they're trying to take – let's go over to the Indian Ocean real quick. They're trying to take Diego Garcia from us, from the British, technically, and give it to Mauritius. Well, if you give it to Mauritius, that's like giving Diego Garcia, our strategic military base, to the Chinese. And who's doing that? United Nations. United Nations is the one, like I see a big swastika flag right in front of me beside Highway 1. It's not a Nazi swastika. It's a Kuna Indian swastika because they're doing their separatist movement, which is sponsored by United Nations. United Nations is trying to get the Kuna to split off, and they do this everywhere. We see them doing it in Canada, the United States, and Japan with the Ainu, on and on. Go ahead, sir.
I want to go back to the gap. There's construction going on. Who's paying for that construction, and what is it? What does it want to achieve? Does it want to close the gap? Does it want to finish the highway? What is it doing?
Actually, who's funding the construction? I get different answers asking different people that down there in the Darien. And at first, when I first found the bridge, I kept going down to Darien. And as I was following the invasion, I would always check for a bridge because I thought that they would eventually do it. Now, eventually I found it, and I immediately came back to Panama City. It was like a six-hour drive from the end of Yavita there. And the Panamanian people in the government are like, we're not building a bridge there. And I'm like, yeah, you are. And they're like, no, we're not. And I'm like, look at the mud on my boots. I was just at the bridge. I assure you, you're building a bridge. And they're like, okay. And anyway, it ends up in the news after Masako Ganaha flew in from Japan to see it, and Ann Vandersteel and Epoch Times I took down there, and Brett Weinstein, I took him, and Chris Martinson. I took dozens of people down there, put it in the international news, and then now everybody admits there's two bridges being built. And who's actually funding it, though? Now, I found a book that's in Spanish and in English, so you can find it easily. It's the Belt and Road Initiative, And it's, you know, it talks about going through the dairy into Colombia. I mean, it's in the book. I mean, it's a Chinese book, right? I mean, it's in Spanish and English. But they're making a case for opening the dairy. And, of course, the Chinese are the ones stealing the trees down the Darien Gap. I mean, huge trees. Some of these coca bola trees, some of these trees are so big that you can only put one tree, and I'm not talking about the whole tree, just a section of one tree on one of the semi-trucks. Just, I mean, that's how massive some of these trees are. You could build a house. If you hollowed out part of those trees, you could build an apartment inside those trees. I mean, these trees are priceless, and they're just destroying those and shipping them out. And so,
what does the work crew look like? Did you get close to them?
Oh, yeah. I'm down in, I've got photos like 2 feet away from the foreman, like 10 or 12 days ago. He was a Soontrax guy. It's on his helmet. And like all Soontrax guy, he was angry because they're always angry. And, you know, they're communists. And you know, have you ever seen a communist that wasn't perpetually angry? But in any case, I was right there. And actually, last year, one of them let me photograph the blueprints. So, you know, he's like, yeah. So I asked, can I photograph those? And he's like, sure. You know, it was right at the bridge abutment. I'm right there at the bridge abutment.
Does he know who he's working for?
He's working for money. I don't think any of, like, when we asked a foreman last year when I was down there with Bert Weinstein and Laura Loomer and Ann Vandersteel and Masako, we asked, like, what are you building the bridge for? And they said it was for yucca trees. Not yucca trees, for yucca. They were going to pull yucca out. And they're like, yucca? Why are you building abutments that are big enough to drive tanks over? You know, if you look, I'll send you the photos. I mean, this is like serious bridge. You know what I mean? This isn't like a local bridge for local traffic. This is like international highway bridge type abutments. You'll see what I mean.
Where's the construction camp? Is it nearby?
I think they live nearby because there was no actual camp there. There's not like a lot of trailers that are in the immediate area. Now, the U.S. military is working down there. Like 7th Special Forces is down there and a few other U.S. military, but they've been there for many, many years. And that's one of the reasons I don't have any problems with Cinefront is because the Special Forces guys have a really good reputation down there. And the Cinefront and our Green Berets get along very well. So they don't bother Americans too much. If they don't like what I'm doing, the Cinefront just, you know, they're very professional. They'll just say, hey, stop doing that. Don't drone or some thing. Or
the other side of Nicolet, where you started, is that also shut down? So people aren't coming to Nicolet to get a ride? Because you can get a boat farther north than the gap. You know this. You can bypass the gap.
Right. You can get a bypass. You can bypass. You can bypass to from Nicolet in Capargana, which we have been down there. But anytime that it closes here on the Panama side, they immediately build up on the Colombia side, and then they don't let them come in. Actually, let me tell you one more thing about the hotel. This is important. This is actually key. So we went to the Hotel Decapolis here in Panama City, where they're, it's, I think, 29 floors, I think. And you can look it up online. It's a 4-star hotel. It's called the Decapolis. And you can see it in the news, so it's cited in the news. And so we talked with the front desk because you can't rent a hotel room by walking to the front desk, which we tried, and we were unsuccessful. So we went to a restaurant nearby and got a room online using Expedia, right? Then went back to check in, and it's interesting because when you go to check in at Decapolis, the front desk says, oh, sorry, we're full. Then they send you next door to another hotel, which is called the Megapolis. Megapolis is right next to the Decapolis. So we're talking to the front desk, and the front desk man said, this is owned by the same owner. Both hotels are owned by the same owner, which is interesting because Masako Ganaha and I were just discussing what we think that they're going to do is fill up the Decapolis and then fill up another hotel. And because this is just how the U.S. government operates, you know. And so, and it's interesting that they negotiated with the Decapolis to take the entire hotel, 4-star hotel. But if you go to Expedia now and try to check in at Decapolis, you can get the prices. And then when you show up, they send you over at the same price. So there's a traveler's tip right there to save some money. Check in online at Decapolis, and then they're going to send you next door to the 5-star hotel, which is Megapolis. So that's where the Migrante right now are staying in the Decapolis, and they've been holding window. They've been holding signs at the windows, so media can, you know, see them, you know, photograph the signs that says "Help us," you know, and that sort of thing. They're doing the normal information war. And by the way, in this protest the other day with the violent communist Soon Tracks, the United Nations was there wearing their little blue vest and blue shirts and all that. They always are. I always see the United Nations. United Nations are straight up communist, and they're the ones running the invasions through here, right? They're the ones that are sponsoring Nakuna that have their flag beside Highway 1 right now doing a separatist movement.
Michael Yan is in Panama City, right near the Bridge of the Americas, also known by an older name for the old salts who live in Panama, whom Michael hangs out with. He's watching the construction of a new bridge that's said to be funded by a Japanese bank. I'd like to know where its source of capital is. I'm going to guess it might be the mainland of Asia. Just a guess. Michael's also commenting on the construction going on at the Darien Gap, a bridge at the Darien Gap, which doesn't make any sense to build unless you're going to close the gap. There's 60 miles of jungle to walk through before you get to the bridge. Mighty odd. We're going to spend one more segment with Michael because he was at the Mexican-U.S. border for months and months and months, from Brownsville all the way to California. And what is the information we need to know about what's going on there with the lowest number recorded in more than 2 years, more than 3 years, at the border? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No